Hello, my favorite audience. How are you? You've come here today to take part in a great scientific quiz, the GSQ. We are now welcoming two competitors. The name of the first one is Leon, and he's coming from Germany. Leon, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name's Leon, and I'm actually not coming from Germany, but from France. I live in Munich, and I'm 18 years old.
Okay, so I think we did a mistake. And the second one is coming from China. Her name is Laure. Can you introduce yourself as well, please?
Hello, I'm Laure. I am 19 years old and I live in Shanghai. I'm studying medicine.
Okay. As every time, we are going to pick up a topic at random from the topic box. And today's quiz is going to be about the antiseptics. What a great subject. So, ladies first, you're going to start, Laure. The first question is for you. The question is about the historical context of the discovery from antiseptics. So, do you know which scientific discovered the need of hygiene in the hospitals, when and how?
Maybe Dakin?
No, sorry, that's the wrong answer. It's your turn, Leon. Can you respond?
Isaac and Semmelweis in 1847. If I remember good, he discovered it after one of his friends died because this friend had cut himself after touching a dead body without washing his hands. He also imposed a hygiene policy in the maternity he was directing, and the number of women dying after giving birth drastically decreased.
Yeah, it's the correct answer. Good boy, this Leon. It's 1-0 for our boy. The next question is about the scientifics Dakin and Carroll. So, Leon, do you know when were the antiseptics discovered?
The first antiseptics were discovered during the First World War. Dakin and Carroll invented the first antiseptics with a solution composed of sodium carbonate.
All right, good answer. The next question is again for you. Do you know what is the difference between the antiseptics, disinfectant and antibiotics?
I'm not very sure, but I think that disinfectant are much more powerful and more toxic than antiseptics. You don't have to confuse antiseptics and disinfectant with antibiotics. Antibiotics kills only bacteria, whereas antiseptics slow down the growth of all kinds of microbes.
That's true, but we can't take this as a valid response because it's incomplete. Disinfectants are applied to surfaces, equipment, or other inanimate objects, whereas antiseptics are applied to living skins. The score is now 2-0. Law, you have the opportunity to catch the next to score the next point. Which public service encouraged the use of this solution?
I think that the army encouraged the use of the solution because of the new weapons being used, like the sharpness, who may harm the soldiers.
Good girl, it's the correct answer. With the next question, we're going to give you an opportunity to catch up with Leon. I'm now asking questions about the first steps of antiseptics. So, Laure, do you know how the Dakin-Carroll solution did involve?
I know that you can still buy the Dakin solution in France. So, the solution is still used today, or at least the basis, the sodium carbonate, you know, is still the same.
Good answer. It was a tricky question. The score is now about 2-2, equality. Leon, the next question is for you. How many people were cured during the First World War thanks to the antiseptics?
I've read that the Dakin-Carroll solution cured more than 1 million people and saved their lives during the First World War. A lot of soldiers were wounded and have been saved because the Dakin solution has been used.
And it's the correct answer. Leon took the head again. Can Law catch up a second time? We will know the answer after the next question for Law. The question is about the different groups of antiseptics. So, Law, do you know how the different groups of antiseptics are classified?
I know this. The group of antiseptics are classified in order to their chemical structures.
It's the good answer again. You catched up with Leon again. You two are very genius young people. It's time for the last two questions for today. The first one is going to be for Leon, and the second one is going to be for our sweet lady. This question is for Leon. Can you name another great discovery in medicine from the 20th century which changed the world?
Of course I can. Another very important discovery in medicine during the same century was the discovery of vaccines by Louis Pasteur.
Lucky you. It's again the correct answer. You reached your final score from 4 points. Are you going to be today's winner or today's loser? Law's answer on my next question is going to decide this game. Will Law equalize and cause the prolongations, or will she give me the wrong answer and lead you to your victory? Law, it's time for the last and most important question of the game. Can you give me two different types of antiseptics?
So, there are the alcohols and... oh no, I'm sorry, I definitely don't know this answer. What a shame!
And we have a winner today! Leon won with one good answer more than Law. It was a very close game, but the scoreboard never lies.